No, I just came in here. Normally, I just want to.
Okay.
Come on.
Check.
I want it. Wait.
Received an email with a few possibilities on materials, so I'll discuss them.
Okay, we can come.
Yeah.
Should we go and talk about the conceptual one?
Come.
So that's me. Okay, so I'll just show you
the minute, is that what's it called?
Minutes.
Okay, so we just talked about but you want me to show it here?
No,
okay, we just talked about it. Looks, that's a look nice, usability is very important. People don't want to spend money on something that's similar to cheaper ones. It has to be very basic, not too many buttons. Light switches, one if you use a good one. Text TV still has to be a possibility. It has to be easy to learn. Other things like and the functions are volume and channel to choose channels and on off and mute the button and text to keep up functions. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to give you a mic again to first presentation of your
shall I start?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I received an email. I searched the web. And I searched on this document, recent investigation of the remote control model. It has been done in Italy and in another country in Europe, I feel like. But they found out the most important aspect for remote controls happens to be a fancy look and feel instead of the current functional look and feel. So it's very important for us to create something new. So what Michiel just said, it must be some very different from ordinary remote controls. Fancy stands for an original look and feel of the case and interface. This aspect is the most important one, came out of the research. It is twice important as the following. The second most important aspect is that a remote control should be technological innovative. That stands for new technical features. And then this is a point of discussion because we just decided that we don't make use of LCD or speech recognition. That this is the second important aspect, and I think we must use some of the new technology to be innovative.
But we already have the flashing
light. Maybe something new. We have to discuss about it. So technical features do not exist in current remote controls, and that's very hard, I think. The third one is the aspect that the remote control should be easy to use, but that was an overall point. We already discussed that. I've got one picture. Our target group we thought about was young and trendy. So I took that part of the web page. And it says fashion watchers of Paris, France, and Italy have detected the following trends. This trend, I think it's not that meaningful for us, maybe, but it's about clothes and shoes. But the next aspect, also in contrast to last year, the feel of material is expected to be spongy.
So
spongy. What does spongy
sponges
say?
Sponges, like sponges.
Okay.
So rubber, kind of.
Soft material.
Yeah.
Maybe that's definitely a good idea, because you drop the remote control very often on the ground, so it has to be flexible.
Yeah, it's something that it's standard. But I didn't knew what it means. So spongy means say
like sponge.
Soft sponge.
It's also a stress ball.
It's a good idea. It's definitely like it.
Yeah,
it's
the boards of
Yeah, I have some material information that I will give you.
Okay. What do I think? Because a fancy look is the most important thing of our remote control. I think about changeable fronts. Maybe a see-through, one in a fruit font because it's hot, and some basic color fonts. So we can make five different fonts to start with or something. Maybe an extraordinary shape, like a spoon. Or just another shape than a normal remote control has. Just something round in it, or maybe not. Yeah, I don't know. We have to discuss about that. Main point still is the technological innovative. Yeah, how do we do that? Maybe speech. We must have some kind of gadget.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's very difficult to do it because it's only 12 half euros you have to spend.
Yeah,
well,
that's the problem.
I got also an email from.
So
the technology department.
Maybe watch the first.
We've done research about it, and even more possibilities now with speech. So they recommended using it.
Okay.
Let's
check what it is.
First, watch Paul's presentation first. Then.
No, actually, we don't have an idea how much it's going to cost. Maybe it's cheap.
Yeah, that's the only problem. They don't say how much it will cost. So, but yeah. If we implement
it's mass production,
speech
so recognition,
I think it would be better to implement LCD as well, since you have to configure speech.
I think it's definitely more expensive.
Yeah, that's something I don't know.
But how we're gonna make many of those, so we can start a mass production, and then
with the telephone also for LCD. And
yeah, so
we that's about 200 euros.
Okay. What was this?
Now I got an email, and it says the chip can be simple, regular, or advanced. And they say a display requires an advanced chip. This is more expensive than all the other chips. So,
most doesn't require.
Yeah, it says in the email, the display requires an advanced chip.
Okay. And speech recognition?
Yeah, probably too. I haven't got anything about speech recognition. That's the most expensive chip.
Okay, so we can. To
make a sort of a design. So I did some searching on the internet. I watched the old remote controls and new remote controls. I think we should, this is one of the modern remote controls of the moment. I think we should go more to the iPod and MP players.
Yeah, just
mobile phones.
More modern, but still
more
basic.
Yes. You probably have to make it a bit bigger and a bit smaller, because on remote control, you can see it here, you have to reach both sides. Here you just have one few buttons. So that's the main difference. But it looks, I definitely think we should go like this. And then changeable fonts. So that's the most important part, I think. That's the home basis, something like that, something simple. Well, and then I just ordered the buttons a bit. Basic buttons, on, off, mute, and maybe two others, I don't know. Text buttons.
Yeah,
text button maybe there and there, and then the color buttons if we want it on. I don't find it very usable, but
no,
it's
I
don't think it
like
fits in the modern theme as well. So, and then where you saw the display in the iPod, you can put the basic buttons, 1, 2, 3, 4, and above 10. And
but
I think
on the display.
No, there's no display there, but it's on the place of the display. And I think we should light this up much more than that part, so the focus is on these two parts. So you don't see all the buttons you also need.
But this one is very difficult to use because the volume and channel is full of the
button,
so you can use the dump for it.
This is how it is now. Here, Volvo's volume.
It's on
the bottom
too.
But it's not the best.
Yeah. Well, here you have also side scrolls. I don't know if we can use that.
Yeah,
volume.
Volume or channel.
Well, then we can even simplify it more by just putting the volume on the side and just channel buttons here.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
I think
the channel buttons are often used, and you can't use them now with your thumb because the thing is not.
Well, it's basically as here.
Yeah, okay, and maybe we should put that on top and
that's
buttons
better.
We don't use on the
bottom. Yeah, just the other buttons like text you can put that on the bottom.
Because
you mean
you can hold it.
These
you can
to
hold
the
it
low?
Yeah.
And you push the buttons.
Except from the on off button.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
But I think you'll use the switch channels buttons more often than the normal channel buttons, like 1, 2, 3. So maybe we can put that.
Maybe, I don't know, but yeah, well.
Like zapping is just switching.
Yeah, maybe it's not easy if it's below. It's harder to zap. So I think it should be easy to help in it. I think it's pretty standard, these broad buttons on the top.
Yeah, okay. That's
and if you don't light them up, they don't, you don't see them very good. I think it's modern to light this area up and to light this area up, so the focus gets on this part and not on there.
Yeah, okay.
But the position, of course, can be different. We have to look at what's easy to use and how it's easier to use.
Yeah.
So we can switch these to, I don't know if it will look good if you put those on the bottom there.
No, I think the top buttons are okay. Those should be on top.
Yeah,
so
maybe
you can switch those
two. Those two, yeah. And yeah, you have to make sure it's easy to yes, it has to be big enough so you can hear it. But
okay.
Well, that's my finding. So my personal opinion is that we should go more modern look MP player. And if you want to put in speak recognition or something, I don't think we should put it on top then. I think that if you're going to put in more technology, that you need to be able to switch it open.
Yeah, that's cool.
So if you put in speech recognition, you need so more and many more buttons, which won't look good on the phone side, I think.
No.
So this is something we have to decide on.
Okay. Yeah, we have to keep it simple.
Yeah.
We have to decide this lecture, or this
what we're gonna do.
50 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, the component design. I looked at some similar devices and my own common knowledge. So, this was on the website. If you aim at a young public, you should use materials that are soft with primary colors like green, blue, red. So, flashy kind of colors. Shapes should be curved. So round shapes, nothing square-like.
Okay, so
your iPod is trendy, and it's no curved square and square.
Yeah, but it has round corners.
Okay,
so we shouldn't have two square corners.
Yeah, okay, not the old box look.
And sports and gaming define style characteristics. I don't know exactly what that means, but should be, well, yeah, popular kind of.
Yeah, we have to put our real reaction logo as well on the on the remote control.
Yeah.
So the colors also, so we have to make it in black, yellow.
Yeah,
black yellow control.
Maybe the side yellow and the top.
Not
black.
That weird, because we definitely want to make it kind of flashy to attract the young public.
Yeah, but I don't think the colors black and yellow go well together.
No,
maybe you can put
that's
yellow on the side and black on the front.
That's just a matter of taste.
Yeah, okay.
We have to use a kind of flashy colors.
But can't we use different fronts with all with the logo on it?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Like fronts in red and yellow and blue. And
oh.
Still, it's still transparent.
Okay.
Yeah. But with all with logo on it.
Well, this is a remote control, a very old one. Then the components, the case, just here's the black.
So
we're making it.
Maybe we have to make soft material.
Yeah, I don't know.
No.
Maybe. But anyways, it should be transparent. We decided that.
That was one of the options. You can, just like a mobile phone, you can make
different
fronts on it, so you can just replace them, I think.
Yeah, we could
that
do that.
Best idea, or just release
just
one.
Give five with them, just in the box.
just sell different ones.
You can make them like blue and transparent, so you can still look through it. The buttons, normal rubber, I think. Normal, ordinary buttons.
No, I don't know.
It
more.
It could be like a Nokia, like
just
with a
hard
part.
I think rubber really has an odd look.
Okay.
And then the new modern remote controls, the buttons are part of the style. I think it's part of the remote control itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's one, out of one shape. It doesn't. Is a button.
It's all on one level.
It doesn't come out of the
on one
background.
Level.
It is in the remote control.
I know what you mean. So we have to keep it on one level, like
like mobile
the
phones.
Top.
It's like the iPod. Just
Okay. So that should be hard plastic, then the buttons. Or
I don't know what kind of material it is.
Yeah.
Maybe you can make it around the soft material, just only the basic remote control from normal plastic and the rounds of it from soft.
Okay. And then the LED, the normal infrared LED, I think, is sufficient. And backlight LEDs. But I think we have to make the case transparent, otherwise the backlight won't work. So
So if you
Yeah,
you can
if you
just
the
move
numbers
them around
then
the buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, okay.
Or it runs through.
Yeah, but we can still make it transparent, so.
Take
Yeah,
it
you can half transparent or just that it comes out a bit.
Okay.
Good.
And in green color, the backlight or
difference, I think also.
Yeah?
Blue.
Blue or red, whatever you want, I think, depends on the color
Yeah, but
of
you
the
can't change, you can't choose it when you buy it.
No, that's true. But
No, I think there are multiple color LEDs. So
Yeah, but can you change
I know,
the
I know
color of the
Yeah,
you can, because
yeah,
I'm on my
Maybe
phone
it's
as well.
More
put some different
expensive,
ones in, it doesn't
I
matter.
think.
I have
No,
a more my
just
I have blinking light on my phone, and I can change the color of it.
Okay, we'll just make it some different color, blue, red, and green.
Yeah, I don't know, maybe it's too expensive, but
Well,
I don't think so.
Put in any fancy technology here.
Then some more technical things. I don't know what it is, but it should be there, I think. This is normal circuit board, like a chip board, in a lot of things.
You have to hurry up on that.
So we just need this and these transistors and resonators, there's all these kind of things. They basically said that's almost the same on any remote control, so
yeah.
I guess we just need that. I don't know what they do or
you can change.
No, but they just said we need the battery contacts, like normal batteries.
Yeah, recharge maybe.
Yeah, we
yeah,
have
okay.
to make sure
that yeah,
we still want to have a recharge.
Yes.
Yeah, but we don't want to have how do you call it? Accu?
Recharge.
Just batteries.
Batteries, yes. Rechargeable
okay.
batteries.
Not a separate.
No, just
okay.
rechargeable battery.
And a chip. This one. Then I received some possibilities. For the energy source, we can use batteries or a kinetic, like the pulse watch, so it operates
oh,
on
cool.
your wrist.
Okay. So if you
normally
you
put a remote control on the table.
Yeah, I don't think it will work. And we can also use solar cells, but you mostly
right.
use it
yeah.
indoors.
Just
so
battery, that's cheaper.
Yeah, and we can use the home station kind of thing. Cases, flat, so uncurved. 2D curved is like front to the back, and 3D curved is also in depth.
Okay.
So that's possible. But with 3D curved remote controls, we must use rubber buttons. So we can't use the flat.
So we need 2D.
Yeah,
okay.
I think. These kind of materials can be used.
It doesn't really matter, you just make it plastic.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so too.
Scroll wheels, that's cool, that's for the podium.
Yeah, scroll wheels.
Yeah,
that's good. We can use multiple scroll wheels too if we want to, but
yeah.
I think just the volume is enough.
I think for channels it's not really sufficient.
And the LCD, so we need the expensive, most expensive chip. If we use an LCD,
I don't think that's an opportunity. Skip it, because we don't have time for that too.
Okay, then we must use the second most expensive chip, so the regular chip, because we use scroll wheels.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, that was it.
Okay.
Yes. Are we using a rubber case or?
Oh, just
decided
maybe we have to skip that one as well. It's
I don't think the rubber
like
case
yeah,
it
should
be
soft.
Something about the trend is funny and fruit or fresh.
Yeah,
okay.
Fruit
now
and
we
fresh
have
yeah.
nothing about those toasty.
Yeah, fruit and fresh can be just the covers.
Yeah.
So you can
find
the sponge shape.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine
no.
the soft.
No,
yeah, I don't like it to me.
I just can't imagine. So just hard plastic?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think. Titanium? Mentioned there.
Titanium, I think it's too expensive.
And maybe the form has to be a bit different. Not efficient. Square form, just a bit.
Yeah, you can make
more
it colorful,
yeah.
round, but just in 2D, not in depth.
Yeah.
Okay.
we have to decide which categories to choose from these. What exactly? So the energy is to recharge it, we know that.
Yes,
yeah, so
batteries.
Okay. The chip will print a normal one.
Yeah.
Okay, the case is just a plastic
one. Yeah, the chip is the regular one.
Yeah,
you
okay.
have the simple one, regular
yeah.
and as not, so it
yeah.
should be regular in this second.
And we need a plastic case with a scroll wheel.
Yes.
That's pretty much it. And
the first concept.
Session light. So, I'm not sure, but I don't know if they're expected to draw on this one at this moment. But
I don't know.
Or should we do it in the next meeting?
Idea and new idea work together on prototype drawing on smart board.
Yeah,
so
that's
we
for
should
the next
do
one.
Here?
That's
so
cool.
we're staying here?
Or should we do
that
next
I
meeting?
Think that's the next meeting.
Okay.
But you definitely get that specific instruction.
Okay, so
yeah.
we'll work with the minutes tomorrow again.
But think about something that's more rounded and more.
I don't know, but the iPod and etc. and peripherals, mobile phones.
But I bet just in the top
just
or on the bottom.
Just the bits covered. Okay, I'll see if I can see any of those.
Maybe the wheel can be like this, or if you draw it like this. Get it? What the fuck is it? Okay. Doesn't work. You see what I mean? If I draw here,
what?
It draws about 4 centimeters lower than. Maybe you can make it like this. And this is all the wheel for volume, so that you just it's all rounded, so you can do
like a very
turn
big
this
scroll
one.
Wheel.
Yeah, but just not on the top, but on the side of it.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, so we have this at the moment.
I think you'll get a lot of volume changing when
yeah.
it's not wanted.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have this. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably
well. Yeah, but maybe we can make a plastic so that you, if you like drop it, it won't change the volume.
Yeah,
maybe
you just have to make it.
Like this, and what's the channel choose? Where do we put that?
I think it's
still in the bottom, or
yeah. Well, what is the middle part?
That's the numbers.
Numbers
the
okay.
numbers should be in the bottom, in the switch channel in the middle.
Yeah, I agree as well.
It doesn't make a difference if you put this, the switch channels on side of each other, on top of each other, because you already have the volume here, so you can also put it here one bit and the other one there, next to each other. Back and forth. So you can also put it all on the top and this keep this empty because you have to hold it as well.
Or you could do the switch channel up button above the numbers and switch channel down button.
But that's not the we want to set very quick, so
yeah, I think setting is the high priority and then you use those.
Is this an opportunity or you don't want
yeah,
to?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but I think we should put them on top of each other, so
why?
Because then it's easy to know if I push the.
But it's still the next. It's still the next one.
Yeah, but the top button is like you switch channel up and down button.
Yeah, but
if you put
the left to right, it's exactly the same.
Yeah,
button.
I think it's.
But I think left to right is more often associated with volume. And top down is more with the channel.
Yeah,
channel.
It's
the most remote controls.
Remote controls. Yeah,
so if we use that, they will probably have a long learning time.
I don't know.
Yeah,
well, there's volume on the side, so you can't make it. You can't make a mistake.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's so simple. You just.
Okay.
So, but that's for you.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I'll take it.
Okay. So.
We need to work out for the moment here. Yeah, we have to kind of looks really new because we still hold on to the ordinary square
Yeah.
remote control. Because what I see, the only difference in fact is that we use scroll wheel or not.
And
no,
that.
EF,
yeah, but
it
should be round
the current controllers are all black and plastic. You have to look at that image of the iPod.
Yes.
More that
yeah.
Kind of style.
And with
not the old grey black.
Some kind of bling bling.
Well, you
yeah.
can put a very
yeah.
We have, if we do it like that, we have below every a lot of room to put a nice logo.
Yeah, on the logo it has to be on the.
And how many phones do you put on the market then? Five or something?
Yeah.
More or?
If you have a custom, maybe you can buy separate ones.
And
buy
the product you buy, you get one, and non basic. Or you
yeah.
can choose one if you buy
yeah.
the project.
No,
that's your choice, I think.
So you can put the bottom of the remote control in recharge. So that you have a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah, so put it like that. Okay.
Yeah, you let it slide in the docking station.
Do we have to design that as well?
Yeah.
The docking station?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
but yeah, that's going to be very simple. Yes.
Could be
yeah,
just
a recharge.
Just a square, just a
yeah,
second.
Just a, yeah, round something. Yeah, we have one example.
But we have to make contacts on the remote control and the recharger.
Mm. Yeah, but that's a round one. Maybe we can choose.
Here you see one. It's very round. So I think that can be all kind of shapes.
But maybe you can just round up the corners a bit.
So remote control?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't want this like the iPod and fills, but
no.
more round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will just look like more like this one, since this is also rounded.
No, just the corners.
Okay, no, those are all already a bit cornered.
Okay.
Yeah, but we can do all kinds of, as long as it is in 2D, we can use all kinds of round shapes.
Yeah, okay, but then
not
we
like
have
that.
To think of something totally new.
Yeah, but yeah, if we want to make it kind of new.
I had a lot of pictures of old ones, and all curves have already been done.
It's a bit annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. What did I do wrong?
Hmm.
Just more like this, and not this quarter.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well. Yeah, but we could do a lot more curving.
Like we do with.
Yeah, I know we can do a lot more, but
yeah.
Like in this kind of shape.
Yeah, so annoying. Okay.
I don't know. I don't know if it's handy.
I think it will only look more like the old remote controls.
This?
Yeah.
The old ones look like just a square.
Yeah, okay, but I have a lot of pictures. Oh, I'll show you here.
The old ones look like.
Curves.
Mm-hmm.
More than here as well.
Yeah.
This was a very small one. Very simple.
So we have to make a decision what kind of form it's gonna have.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think if my opinion, if we just take the iPod and the same look, so white or just whatever color, but the same light colors. And just with together with the backlights, will look very new. No rubber buttons or something. just together with the background, you'll get a totally new look, more like the MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you have the scroll button on the side.
Yes.
Just
so why do you have to round it on the bottom? Skip that one as well.
Doesn't have to be.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's a trend. But yeah, I'm not a trend watcher, you are.
The trend is
spongy.
Spongy and fruity, but yeah.
Spongy.
It's not a lot of trends I found.
Okay, so there's still 1 minute left. Or I think it's okay if you just keep it a bit square.
Okay. I don't know something about ergonomic kind of fits in hand.
But I think it's still for older people, you still have older people. It's only annoying if it's like that form like that.
We're aiming at it.
There's this one overall important aspect is that we must make it fancy and it looks original. And I hope we can make it look not like the iPod itself. It must have
the idea, but if you look at the way remote controls are now, and if you
but
make
it
look like the iPod.
It is already fancy because the lights.
Yeah,
that's
okay, so that's already a very big change.
Maybe make the scroll wheel, make it in yellow. Just like the photos of real reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. Good. And if you change the front, the scroll wheel will still be in yellow.
No, I think.
Sorry.
The scroll wheel won't be very big, since if you put it on there, the chances that will scroll on to there. So it will just be a small scroll wheel, so it won't stick out much.
Maybe the ones you are going to draw there, maybe have to pass to her and we're better than this.
There you can just open images there and I will paint and paint.
Okay, so we make it a bit like the point probably.
Yeah.
Okay, is that okay?
Yeah, I agree more.
Okay, only the color and the flashing light.
Yes.
We just skip the focal or the speech recognition.
Yeah, let's keep that. Yeah, I think.
Or keep that? It's good. You definitely need it.
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. We have to build in a microphone and.
Well, that's very easy. We already have a beeping of the.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that. And I didn't receive any information.
It's strange
that
I received information about that.
The main points I just said, we have to be original in technological innovative.
We just put a speech recognition in as well, okay?
So we plugged open then?
Yeah.
So we can put all the
function of that in there.
Okay.
And we need a response chip then.
Yeah, we
that doesn't say anything
do.
About it, does it?
No.
Oh yeah.
So we don't have any information about cost.
No.
We started with the information about
the cost.
Yeah,
I have
some information about the cost, but just about the chip.
And how much is the chip?
I don't know how much, but.
Yeah, the Vizen has developed a new speech recognition feature, the integrated protocol, simple sensors, simple speaking unit. This is a very small electronic unit, will give a standard answer after it recognizes the question.
How does it work?
Doesn't say, just you say record, followed by your question sample, and after a few seconds, the answer is sample. So it works like good morning, remote control, and then remote control says good morning.
It doesn't have to say anything.
No.
Okay,
you have to stop
it's
it now.
Well, that's integrated in the chip, so if you use the speech recognition.
Okay,
that's
a separate chip.
I don't know, but if you use speech recognition, that will be in it as well.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anything about
this. No, we just decided not to put it in.
I don't know.
Right,
it would be
a good feature.
Okay, we just put it in.
Okay. No worries about cost, etc. And there's a chip in it.
Yeah,
okay,
fine.